So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish regarding kinyan peiros, where the buyer owns all the peiros while the seller retains ownership of the actual field. Rabbi Yechon holds kinyan peiros kikinya guf dami. Only the products of something is like owning the item itself, while Rish Lakish holds kinyan peiros lav kikinya guf dami. Owning the product is not like owning the item itself. The Gemara now wants to prove that this machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is actually a machlekes tanoim in a brisa. We must first introduce the following halachas. Meicher sedei achuza. If a person sells a field that he had inherited, the field is returned to him at Yevil. Makdish sedei achuza. If a person places a hekdish on his sedei achuza, and then hekdish sells it to another person, the sedei achuza is not returned to the original owner, but rather it is given to the kahanim at Yevil. Makdish sedei mikna. If a person places hekdish on the field that he bought from someone else, and hekdish sells it to another person, the field is returned to the original owner at Yevil. From our Gemara, we see that regarding Makdish Sedei Achuza, there are three types of Sedei Achuza inherited fields. Meis Aviv V'Achaka Chiktisha. The son initially inherited the field and was then Makdishit. This is certainly a Sedei Achuza regarding all relevant halachas because it came into his possession as inheritance. Lekeach Sadeh Me'aviv U'Meis Aviv V'Achaka Chiktisha. The son first bought the field from his father, who subsequently died, and he then was makdashit. In this case, it did not come into his possession as inheritance, but as a purchase. However, it turned into an inheritance before he was makdashit. Whether this field is considered a stei achuza or stei mikna would logically depend on the following. If we hold kinyan peiros lav kikinya guf dami, the son has only kinyan peiros before the father dies, and b'misas aviv hashtahu d'koyaris, when the father dies, the son inherits the kinyan guf as well. Therefore, this field came into his possession as inheritance, and the field is considered a sedei achuza when it becomes hekdesh. However, if we hold kinyan peiros kikinya guf dami, the son already has the kinyan guf before the father dies. And b'misas aviv hu d'lo yoris v'lemidi, when the father dies, the son does not inherit anything more. Therefore, this field entirely came into his possession as a purchase, and the field is misvara, considered a sedei mikna. However, the Pasuk teaches us that even so, it is considered a Sedei Achuza. There is another type of Sedei Achuza. Lekeach Sadeh Me'aviv Ve'Gdisha Ve'Achakach Meis Aviv. He bought it, was Makdashit, and then the father died. In this case, it was still a Sedei Mikna when he was Makdashit, and only after the Hekdish did it become an inherited field. Whether it is now considered a Sedei Achuza is a Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold it is considered the son's Sedei Achuza, and not a Sedei Mikna, because the pasuk that refers to a stei mikna states, im stei miknasi ashaloi mistei achuzasi. The second phrase is redundant and superfluous to teach us that although this field would logically be considered a stei mikna, the Torah nevertheless considers it a stei achuza because sodeh she'ina ru'uya li stei achuza. Yatzas azu she'ru'uya li stei achuza. A stei mikna is only a field bought from a stranger, which at the time of the hekdesh was not a potential stei achuza. But this field is not a stei mikna because at the time of the hekdesh, it was a potential stei achuza if the father dies. However, a meir disagrees and holds that in this case of hekdisha ve'achkach meis aviv, the field is considered a stei mikna because at the time of the hekdesh, it was still a stei mikna. And the pasuk does not refer to this case because it is needed for the previous case of meis aviv ve'achkach hekdisha to teach us that the field is considered a stei achuza because sada she'en a stei achuza. A stei mikna is only if, when at the time of the hekdesh, the field was not yet a stei achuza. However, this field at the time of the hekdesh had already become a stei achuza. The Gemara at this point believed that the reasonings behind the machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that the simple case of meis aviv achkach hekdisha, there's no need for a pasuk, because they hold kinyan peiros lav kikinya guf dami, and the field is misvara, considered a stei achuza at the time of hekdesh, as explained earlier. Therefore, the pasuk is available for the more complex case of hekdisha ve'achakach meis aviv, to teach that this is also considered a stei achuza. While Rameir holds that even for the simple case, meis aviv ve'achakach hekdisha, there is a need for a pasuk because he holds kinyan peiros kikinya guf dami, and therefore it is misvar considered a stei mikna. And we need the pasuk to teach us that it's nevertheless a stei achuza. Therefore, the pasuk is not available for the more complex case of hekdisha ve'achkach meis aviv, and it is considered as a stei mikna. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Lema Ketanai? Apparently, this Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is actually a Machlekes Tanai. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so, and they all agree that Kinyan Peir is Kikina Gufdami, and therefore both cases require a Pasuk. However, Behud Reb Shimon hold that we can derive two halachas from this Pasuk, because in addition to the phrase Ashalei Misdeach Huzasa being superfluous, the word Misdei is also superfluous, because it could have said Ashalei Huzasa. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches that in both cases, the field is considered a Steachuza. However, Reb Meir holds that we can only derive one halacha from this Pasuk. Therefore, we can only use it for the simpler case of Meis Ava V'Achkach Ekdisha, that is considered a Steachuza. And we have no Pasuk available for the more complex case of Ekdisha V'Achkach Meis Aviv, and therefore it's considered a Stei Mikna. The Gemara concludes with Rav Yosef, who says, Ilav D'Am Reb Yechanan, Kinyan Peiris Kikinya Guftami. If Rabbi Yechanan would not have said that a Kinyan Peiris is considered a Kinyan Guf, Lemishkachas Demaisi Bikurim Elachad Barchad Ad Yeshur Benon. A person would not be able to recite the parasha of Bikurim unless he and all his ancestors were each and only child, in which they completely inherited their father's fields. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds to Achen Shacholku Lekuchei Sein Umachzirin Zelezeh B'Yoivol. Sons who divide their father's assets are only considered buyers, as if they each bought their brother's share in each asset. They are not considered Yershin, as if they each inherited the complete asset. Therefore, the fields must be returned and divided again after each Yevil. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds Ein Breira. We don't say that the asset that each brother got was retroactively his original inheritance. And therefore, regarding Mikra Bikurim, they only own a Kinyan Peiris in the field, for which they cannot recite the words Asher Nosatali, because they do not own the actual field. However, since Rabbi Yechanan holds Kinyan Peiris Kikinya Guftami, they can all recite the words Asher Nosatali, because they do own the actual field. Hanulach Perk HaShaleach, Rav Baruch Hashem completed the fourth perk, and begin the fifth perk, HaNizakin Be'ez Hashem. As Taisa explains, the next perk does not relate to Hilchas Gittin, but is a continuation of the previous perek, which discusses various takonas chachamim mimnei tikkun ha'olam. Zok de Mishnah, hanizakin shamalan be'idis. If a person damages another person or his property, unless he pays with money, the mazik must reimburse the nizik from superior fields, but not with beinonis, an average field, and certainly not with ziburis, an inferior field, because as the Gemara later explains, mimnei hagazlonim ba'acham sonim. The Chacham initiated this to prevent others from stealing and damaging property, as the Gazlan and Mazik will be forced to reimburse their victim with Idis. However, Ubal Chayiv Bebeinanis, the Chacham initiated that a debt is paid back with average fields, but neither with Idis nor Ziburis. Uksubas Isha Beziburis, a husband pays his wife's Ksuba with only an inferior field, but neither with Idis nor Beinanis. Remeir disagrees and says, Af Ksubas Isha Bebeinanis, he does pay the Ksuba with Beinanis. We will review the Gemara in the next daf.